Hello, friends. I'm Tara Quintana, a board-certified family nurse practitioner and IFM-certified functional medicine specialist who believes in utilizing functional medicine strategies in order to provide a more comprehensive approach for optimal health. The current model of care in healthcare is very lacking, which led me down the road of functional medicine. Functional medicine is a systems biology approach which looks at uncovering the root causes for the symptoms we're having in order to allow for healing versus simply applying a band-aid to the situation. I feel so strongly about this that I had to leave my conventional medicine practice. While conventional medicine thrives with acute care issues, there is much to be desired with regards to chronic conditions. No longer could I practice in an institution where volume of patients rather than optimization of health was its driving force. I started my own practice, specializing in functional medicine, where I work with my clients to uncover their unique story, utilizing the functional medicine timeline and matrix, identifying the antecedents, triggers, and mediators driving the disease process assists with getting to the root causes of the symptoms in order to allow for healing. This personalized approach leads to improved health outcomes. If you want to work with me and live in Indiana, head on over to my website at www.thefunctionalnursepractitioner.com and click the link to book your free introductory call. Just a quick disclaimer that this podcast is meant for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose or be a substitute for medical advice from your practitioner. Also, if you like what you hear on the show, I would be real appreciative if you would leave a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening from, and subscribe to the show. Let's dive in. Today is going to be a very interesting conversation. I've received numerous requests asking for a show having to do with gut health. Shout out to Christine, Fred, and Megan. As a reminder, if you have an idea for a show, send me a DM or comment on a YouTube video and I will give you a shout out. Way back when, episodes 7 and 8, we dove into altered intestinal permeability, or leaky gut as it is commonly called. If you missed either of those episodes, I do recommend going back and listening, as today's conversation will not cover what those two shows dove into, and it matters. Today we're diving into alginate and the impact it may have on your gut health. We are, of course, going to get a little sciencey. I can only be myself, my friends, and I am a nerd. And I know many of you are as well, because you send me messages saying, "Yes, Tara, give us more nerdy details." Okay, so that's not the exact message, but it's the gist of it. If you know me, then you know we're also going to reach a little past GI. I think you are really going to dig it, so be sure to listen all the way through to the end. I've got several studies to share. Links in the show notes, as always. Let's get straight into it. Have you ever wondered why digestive discomfort seems to sneak up on us, even on the most ordinary of days? It's a discomfort that many might brush off as just another part of life. Here's something you might not know. Over 60 million Americans report experiencing digestive health issues each month. That's nearly 1 in 5 people dealing with discomfort that ranges from mild to severe almost daily. Imagine how these issues can turn everyday activities into challenges, from missing work to avoiding social gatherings. The impact is significant and far-reaching. Think of Emma, who had to miss her best friend's wedding reception because of sudden and severe digestive pain. Or John, who couldn't attend his daughter's school play due to reoccurring stomach issues. Stories like these are not just common, they're the harsh reality for millions. Today we're diving into the topic of gut health and what you need to know if you currently suffer with GI symptoms. I've got to ask you this question because so many of my patients and clients, when they come to see me, are having this particular issue. What I'm talking about is acid reflux. Do you have acid reflux? It's estimated that in the United States alone, 18 to 28% of the population suffers with acid reflux. However, the actual prevalence is likely much higher as more individuals now have access to over-the-counter acid-reducing medications, which might not be captured in these estimates. What if there were lesser-known ways to manage these issues more effectively? Ways that could offer relief and improve quality of life without major lifestyle changes. Stay with us as we explore groundbreaking solutions that are not only innovative, but are changing lives for the better. You might be surprised by what we discover together. Gut health is a critical aspect of overall well-being that goes far beyond digestion alone. It encompasses the function and balance of the entire gastrointestinal system, which includes everything from the mouth to the intestines. You know I love a good list. I've got 6 key considerations regarding gut health and overall health and wellness. Number 1, digestive efficiency. The gut is primarily responsible for digesting food and absorbing nutrients. A healthy gut breaks down food effectively, enabling the absorption of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that are essential for all bodily functions. When the gut is unhealthy, it can lead to malabsorption, nutrient deficiencies, and a cascade of health issues. Number 2, immune system function. Many of you may have heard, but some may have not. Roughly 70% of the immune system resides within the gut. The gut microbiota and the intestinal barrier play a key role in protecting the body from pathogens. A healthy gut promotes a strong immune response, whereas an imbalanced gut microbiome can lead to an increased susceptibility to infections, prolonged illness, and even autoimmune diseases. Ask me how I know. Seriously, ask me. As a woman who was given an autoimmune diagnosis, well, I found it myself and then went looking and found more autoimmune markers. I've come to have an even greater appreciation for the relationship between gut health and our immune system function. Number 3, mental health connections. Emerging research shows a significant link between gut health and mental health, referred to as the gut-brain axis. This connection means that the state of the gut can influence mood and cognitive functions. Issues like gut inflammation can produce neurotransmitters and other chemicals that impact the brain. For example, a significant portion of the body's serotonin, a neurotransmitter that contributes to feelings of happiness, is produced in the gut. I had to interrupt today's conversation to let you know about a new ebook I've just released, Understanding Perimenopause and Menopause. Be sure to grab your free copy. Yes, my friends, it is completely free. Link in the show notes. Now back to today's episode. Number 4, chronic disease prevention. There is increasing evidence linking poor gut health with various chronic conditions such as obesity, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. Inflammation in the gut can lead to systemic inflammation, which is a known risk factor for many chronic diseases. Moreover, an imbalanced gut microbiome can influence metabolic processes affecting body weight, blood sugar levels, and cholesterol levels. Number 5, hormonal balance. The gut also influences hormonal balance within the body. Certain gut bacteria play a role in regulating hormones like insulin, ghrelin, and leptin. Disruptions in these hormones can impact appetite regulation, energy balance, and overall metabolic health. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There are specific microbes that can impact our hormonal function. It matters, friends. Number 6, skin health. There is a strong connection between gut health and skin conditions such as eczema, psoriasis, and acne. Inflammatory processes in the gut can lead to systemic inflammation, which may manifest on the skin. Moreover, a healthy gut helps in detoxification processes that can improve skin clarity and overall skin health. Similarly to the gut-brain axis, there is a gut-skin axis. Understanding and maintaining gut health is therefore essential, not just for digestive comfort, but for a holistic approach to overall health. Simple practices such as consuming a balanced diet rich in fiber, eating probiotic-rich foods, minimizing stress, and avoiding antibiotics unless necessary can contribute significantly to maintaining a healthy gut and, by extension, a healthier life. Common digestive problems such as bloating and indigestion affect many people and can significantly impact daily life and overall well-being. Let's zero in on the vitally important topic of bloating and indigestion. Bloating is often caused by excess gas production or disturbances in the movement of the muscles of the digestive system. This can make the stomach feel uncomfortably full and swollen. Some common triggers include dietary choices, eating behaviors, stress, and even certain microbes. Indigestion, also known as dyspepsia, is characterized by persistent or recurrent pain or discomfort in the upper abdomen. It's commonly triggered by eating and can be accompanied by other symptoms like heartburn, nausea, and belching. Indigestion might be caused by overeating, eating too quickly, or by consuming foods that are greasy, spicy, or highly acidic. There are many factors that can contribute to digestive discomfort. Think diet and lifestyle. I am such a fan of dialing in nutrition and lifestyle. I am a nurse practitioner, but I also consider myself to be a lifestyle practitioner. There are several medical conditions that could cause digestive discomfort: IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and also ulcers, just to name a few. Remember that the diagnosis is just the label given for your symptoms. We need to uncover the root causes of the symptoms to truly heal. Okay, my science buffs, you have been eagerly awaiting. What is the magical supplement for GI issues? Drumroll, please. Alginate. What exactly is alginate? Alginate is a natural polysaccharide derived from brown seaweed. It has unique properties that make it an effective ingredient in managing digestive health issues, particularly acid reflux and related symptoms. Let's get into how alginate can help your GI system. When alginate comes into contact with gastric acid, it forms a gel-like layer that floats on the stomach content. This gel acts as a physical barrier, which helps to reduce the reflux of stomach contents and acid back up into the esophagus, which is often a cause of indigestion and heartburn. By forming this barrier, alginate can quickly alleviate the pain and discomfort associated with acid reflux, which often contributes to indigestion and bloating. This can improve the quality of life significantly for those who suffer from these conditions. The benefit of alginate exceed beyond its barrier-forming action. By blocking reflux, it not only reduces immediate discomfort, but also helps protect the delicate lining of the esophagus from erosion and inflammation caused by stomach acids. This protective action can prevent the development of more serious gastrointestinal issues over time, such as esophagitis and Barrett's esophagus, a condition where the esophageal lining changes due to prolonged acid exposure. Alginate's effectiveness is enhanced because it doesn't get absorbed into the bloodstream, which makes it particularly safe choice for long-term use compared to some pharmacological treatments that can have systemic side effects. Moreover, alginate can work quickly, often providing relief shortly after indigestion. This makes it a convenient option for those seeking immediate relief from the discomfort of acid reflux and heartburn. the simplicity of its use, typically available in forms like tablets or liquid, adds to its appeal, allowing people to easily incorporate it into daily routines. As a natural product, alginate is generally safe for most people and can be a preferable alternative to synthetic drugs, which might have undesirable side effects when used long-term. Alginate is typically taken after meals and at bedtime to prevent discomfort that arises after eating. I want to highlight a 2017 systemic review and meta-analysis published in Diseases of the Esophagus, which looked at 14 studies, 2,095 subjects looking to answer the question, is alginate therapy an effective treatment for GERD symptoms? What they concluded, and I quote, alginate therapy was uniformly favored over placebo or antacids in all studies. There was statistical significance. That matters, friends. I have a couple of other studies I wanted to highlight. I think the information is very cool. Stretching past the GI system, though, of course, we have one body and everything is connected. Research has demonstrated that alginates influence human macrophages by deactivating the pro-inflammatory cascade, which facilitates the resolution of inflammation during the healing process. Let's get into the next study. This is an older study published in the Journal of Biomedical Materials Research in 2009, but one that deserves to be highlighted. Researchers Yang and Jones found that sodium alginate triggers natural immune responses by activating the transcription factor NF-kappa-B, which is associated with the innate immune system. As always, everything is linked below so you can go and read more about it. Friends, we went in depth about NF-kappa-B, episode 56, if you missed it. Such a great conversation. This factor is pivotal in controlling DNA transcription, cytokine production, and cell survival following a mechanism akin to that used for pathogen recognition. In a review published in Polymers in 2020, the researchers discussed something I feel needs to be mentioned. Alginate is recognized as a valuable dietary fiber, with research highlighting its beneficial effects in lowering cholesterol and glucose absorption. This fiber has shown potential advantages in managing cardiovascular and gastrointestinal conditions. Fiber is such a crucial component of healthy living. I have a video on this very subject, and I will put it up right here for you to check out afterwards if you'd like. When thinking about overall health, the cardiovascular system, the immune system matters. Frankly, all our body systems matter. But when I think of our gut, the gastrointestinal system, I think of how it's essentially the central control station for the body. Can we have optimal health with poor gut health? I don't think so. We need a healthy functioning GI system to support our overall wellness. I really wanted to get this information out there for you in case you are one of the 60 million Americans suffering with GI issues. With minimal to no side effects and the promising research showing how it may help with your symptoms, I thought it was worth a conversation. Of course, check with your practitioner if you are thinking of trying out alginate yourself. And on that note, I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Drop me a comment and let me know what you think. If you learned something today, share this episode with a friend, family member, or coworker. If you're not already subscribed to the show, hit that follow button along with the notification bell so you never miss an episode. If you have an idea for a show, follow the links below. I would love to hear from you. If you're not currently receiving my newsletter, click on the links so that you can be added to the list. Every Friday, I send out tips, tricks, information that truly matters. Follow the link so you don't miss out. I am very passionate about health and wellness, getting optimized. I've been on my own wellness journey for quite some time and want to bring as many people with me on this journey towards better health. Thanks so much for spending time with me today, and I will see you very soon. Bye, friends.